I mean, it's just fantastic. And I, one of the things I totally love about what you did with the book is that the good saboteur looks like he's being helpful. And how many of us have tried to be helpful and tried to do the right thing, and in the end it backfires or we weren't that helpful at all?
Well, and, you know, remember, a saboteur is not a suicide bomber, right? A saboteur has to live to sabotage another day. So not getting caught is very important. And there's an example that we use, which is, let's say you're checking a hotel and you're looking for an upgrade. You're a frequent stayer at that chain. It's 10 o'clock at night. You're looking for an upgrade. And it's really up to the discretion of the desk clerk whether to give you an upgrade or not. Now, the person who gives away too many upgrades, who gives away upgrades left and right, I'm quite certain there's control systems that if you gave out five times more upgrades than any other night manager in the region for your hotel, there'd be a system that flagged that. But if you're the night manager who never gives an upgrade, there's just never an empty room, sorry, we have no upgrades tonight. If you never give an upgrade, there's probably not a control system designed to detect that. Because that's not, you know, that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for excesses on one side of the bell curve, but not the other. And a saboteur lurks on that side, on the overcautious side, on the, well, of course we should have a committee to look at it. We should have two committees. They should look at it twice. Let's be sure we leave no stone unturned. Everybody's opinion solicited. That's where the saboteur lives. And that behavior, because it's an excess of good, positive behavior, somebody who's saving the hotel chain money is a good person. But if they never give out an upgrade, they're going to damage the brand. So our systems are designed to look for outliers on one side of the bell curve. Your saboteurs are on the other side where they're hard to detect.